most of you probably found out about the killing of Osama bin Laden last night while watching the Mets game and hearing 40,000 fans chanting USA, USA. And that seems to have been the reaction around the country. At Ground Zero, people gathered together and celebrated. At the White House, people gathered together with flags, waving flags, celebrating the killing of Osama bin Laden. So the question I want to deal with today is that the Jewish reaction? Should we be celebrating the death of a human being, a horrible, horrible human being, but at the same time, a human being? Is it appropriate for Jews to celebrate? Now, intuitively, we feel, yeah, who didn't high-five whoever was standing next to them when they heard the news? But the question is, obviously we can't just judge proper reactions based on our intuition alone. We need to take a look at what the Torah has to tell us. So the way I'm going to structure this is first we're going to go through the sources that would seem to suggest that we should celebrate, then the sources that seem to suggest that we shouldn't celebrate, and then go through the approaches, how to resolve those sources and see how those approaches reflect on this particular situation. There is sources to celebrate. First is a pasuk of Mishlei, Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Yud. Betuv tzadikim ta'alotz kirya, uva avod rishayim rina. That when rishayim are decimated, when rishayim are destroyed, there is rina, there is rejoicing. So that's pretty clear. There's a Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Yudam and Aleph that tells us about HaDavid HaMelech saying Shira at every single stage of his life. It's a very unusual Gemara because it describes how as soon as he came out of the womb, he sang Shira. And as soon as he started nursing, he sang Shira. So it's obviously not meant to be taken literally that he sang Shira at those moments, but it's more like what he's saying Shira about all these amazing moments in his life. And one of the stages in that Gemara, the Gemara says, Ra'a b'mapalasin shel Rasha'im va'amar Shira. He saw the downfall of the wicked, and he sang Shira. Shenemer yitamu chatam in aretz rusham odeinam. That the chatam, the chotim, the sinners are gone from the world, and there are no more rishayim. That's worth singing about. So those are the two major marmakomas that seem like it is worth celebrating when a rasha has his downfall. The sources to suggest that it's not worth celebrating. Well, let's get the one source out of the way first. There's another pasuk in Mishlei. Pasuk says benfal oivcha. Al tismach. Now that seems pretty clear that we're not supposed to be happy when our enemies fall. And not only that, it says, Uvi kashlo al yagel libecha. When he stumbles, you shouldn't rejoice in your heart. Not only don't celebrate, but even inside you shouldn't feel happy when an enemy falls. So that sounds pretty hard. That sounds like we should not celebrate. Next pasuk goes on to say, why shouldn't you be happy? Pen yira Hashem v'rabe enav, because God might see that and it will be bad in his eyes that you're celebrating the downfall of somebody else. Veheshev me'alav apo, and then God won't be angry at that person anymore and the tables are going to be turned. That's why you shouldn't celebrate when an enemy has a downfall. However, that pasuk does not seem to at all relate to this situation. Why? There are two gemaras. One Gemara is the Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis that tells us that if a person is sick, initially, the first day, he shouldn't let it be known that he's sick, because it will be Re'a Mazlei, it will, when the thing gets known, it sort of confirms it once more people know it. It's sort of like still being decided on the first day when a person is sick, and if less people know it, it's not really confirmed yet. But once it's been more than a day, so it's sort of already confirmed that the person is sick, then you should let people know that you're sick. Why should you let people know? So the Gemara says, that way people will be able to daven for you. And the Gemara tells us that Rava, when he got sick on the first day, he said, I don't want you to tell anybody. After that, he told the Shamash, let everyone know that Rava's sick. And here's why. Those people who like me will daven for me. And that's very useful. Those people who don't like me are going to celebrate my illness. God's going to get mad at them for celebrating my illness, and then the tables are going to be turned, and I'm going to get better. So that's why it's worth it. So that's that, and he quotes that pasuk, "Benefal Aivcha Al Tismach." They're going to be in violation of "Benefal Aivcha Al Tismach." There is another Gemara Maseches Megillah Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us that Haman was. The Gemara goes through the Purim story, several dapim in a row. Maseches Megillah just go through the whole story of the Megillah, and it adds details. And said that when on the day that Mordechai was riding the royal chariot and Haman had to lead him, so Haman had to bend down and Mordechai used him as like a footstool to get up onto the royal chariot. And you know, once he's down there and Mordechai is stepping on him anyway, Mordechai just figured him out as well and just gave him a little kick. And the Gemara asks, well, that's not nice at all. B'nefal oivcha al tismach. You're not supposed to kick people. You shouldn't be happy that he's down there on the ground and just take a little joy by giving him a little extra kick. So the Gemara says, no. Hani mi libi Yisrael. That's only when the oyev, when the enemy is a Jew. That's when God's going to get angry that you're celebrating the downfall of the enemy. Aval b'didchuk siv ata al b'masei motidroch. But when it comes to non-Jews, maybe if he's an enemy, if he's legitimately an enemy, that pasuk doesn't apply. So essentially, that pasuk is not really a problem for us. So far, again, we have the two sources that sound like you should celebrate. We have this pasuk that sounds like you shouldn't celebrate, but really that's only talking about Jewish enemies. So what else? Any other sources that sound like you shouldn't celebrate? So there is a Gemara Maseches Brachos Dav Yud, same Amud in Brachos, where it said that David sang Shira over the downfall of Rishayim. Tells a story about Rav Meir, that Rav Meir lived in a neighborhood where there were some guys who were bad guys who would always bother him. So he did the natural thing, he just davened that they should die. And Bruria heard him, Bruria, his wife, heard him davening that they should die, and she said, that's not nice at all. You shouldn't daven that people should die. In fact, the pasuk doesn't say Yitamu chotim urishayim odeinam. The pasuk says Yitamu chataim urishayim odeinam. We don't want the sinner to die. We want the sin to die. In fact, what you should do is daven that they do tshuva. And when they do tshuva, that way everyone will win. There will be rishayim odeinam. There won't be any more rishayim. There will be more tzaddikim. The world will be great. And Rav Meir took the mussar, daven that they should do tshuva, and in fact they did tshuva. So it makes it sound like from that Gemara, from the very same pasuk where we learn that David celebrated the downfall of his enemies, from that very same pasuk, Bruria proved, you're not supposed to hope for the downfall of your enemies. You're supposed to hope that they do tshuva. So that implies that now that Osama bin Laden is dead, we should not be happy that he's dead. We would have been happy had he done tshuva, had he turned himself in 10 years ago before 9/11 and started telling all of his followers to love peace and not war and just kumbaya and whatever all day and not bother anybody and be a peace-loving people. That's what we were really hoping for. Not that the person should die. That's what it sounds like from that Gemara. Even more poignantly, because the truth is, with that Gemara, you could say the thing with Reb Meir is that who says the guys in his neighborhood weren't Jewish? Pashto says they were Jewish. Maybe that still fits into that same chiluk, that when your enemy is a Jew, you should daven for him to do tshuva. But when he's not a Jew, you don't daven for him to do tshuva. But the more problematic Gemara is Gemara Megillah Daf Yudam and Beis, and it appears word for word in Sanhedrin Lam Tesam and Beis as well. And we're all familiar with this Gemara. We've seen it many times. The Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy at the downfall of Yerushalayim because we find that when the pasuk says Lo Karav Ze El Ze Kol HaLaila on the night of Kriyas Yamsuf, that these did not come close to those all night, what does it mean? Bikshu Malachi Asharis Lomar Shira, the Malachi Asharis wanted to sing Shira. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masi Yadai Tovim B'yam Atem Obim Shira. Now here were the Mitzrim. They were bad people. They did a lot of bad things to us. They killed our babies. They persecuted us for centuries. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not happy. I don't think it's a time to celebrate. Masi Yadai Tovim B'yam Atem Obim Shira. How dare the Malachim try to sing Shira at a time like this? So this Gemara poses a problem. Because this Gemara, here we have a direct stira. On the one hand, we have the Pasuk in Mishlei that says, Bavod Rishoy Mrina. We have the Gemara in Brachos, that David HaMelech rejoiced at the downfall of his enemy. And here we have the downfall of the Mitzrim, and the Malachim were not allowed to sing Shira. So a couple of approaches. First of all, we were allowed to sing Shira. Klal Yisrael sang Shira, Az Yashir. And that's probably because the Gemara seems to say this. The Gemara says, "Hu eino sas avalachei remesis." God isn't celebrating, but others are allowed to celebrate. The way many Rishonim understand that Gemara is those who were threatened by the people who are dying, who died, they can celebrate because the threat is gone. So those people who stood to lose by the existence of this Russia could celebrate the downfall of the Russia. Because now the Russia's gone, he's no longer a threat. Malachim weren't threatened by the existence of the Mitzrim. They had no business saying Shira. We were threatened. So question, what about nowadays? Is the reason we don't say Hallel and Shvi Yishol Pesach because of what the Gemara says? The Gemara says that we don't say it because there's Nachaluk and Bekarbon Hosein, so we don't say it. There's no separate Chi of Hallel each and every day. Or is it because of what the Medrash says? The Medrash says that because of Masa Yadai Tovim B'Yam, we're not even allowed to say Hallel nowadays. But at Oz Yashu, they were allowed to sing at that moment. At that moment, they were allowed to sing Oz Yashu because they were just saved at that time. But either way, for us, that would mean, if that's the correct approach, which is what the Gemara sounds like it's saying, that for us who are constantly being plotted against by all of Western civilizations, being plotted against by extreme Islam led by Osama bin Laden, so it's a tremendous yeshua, and it's something worthy of singing Shira about. Now, obviously, we're far from out of the woods yet. You know, that which he put in place is still there. And adrabah, the threat level was raised today, obviously, a fear for retaliation of some sort. But there are other resolutions as well to this seeming stira. The Nodeb Yehuda in his Sefer Tzlach on Maseches Brachos says that when the person is alive, you daven that they should do tshuva. Once they're dead, you no longer daven that they should do tshuva. You know, look, there are two ways to get rid of them. One is that they do tshuva. The other way is that they die. It's better that they do tshuva, but them dying is also a good thing. It would have been better had they done tshuva, but it's good for them to die also, so you could still be happy that they die. So according to the Tzlach, it wouldn't be a problem. However, there is a sefer called a commentary on the side of the Ein Yaakov called Ahavas Eson. And I saw Rabbi Gil's student on his Hirhurim blog when Saddam Hussein was captured and killed, and I think when Arafat died also, quoted this Ahavas Eson. I'm reading it differently than he did. I don't read it the same way that he did, but he pointed out this Ahavas Eson has three more approaches to understanding when it's appropriate, to understanding how to deal with the stira. One approach is, I'll try to make it quick, is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Rishayim, Achar Shenismalei Sa'asan, after they've already done all the evil that they could do, which is the ideal way for God to punish Rishayim, to wait till they've done everything that they could have done, they've filled up their measure of evil, and then God wipes them out, that's worthy of celebrating. But when God just wipes them out, not because Nismalei Sa'asan, but because we just needed the Yeshua, like by Mitzrayim, we just really needed a Yeshua, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, then it's not worthy of celebration. That's one approach. The problem with that approach is we have no idea how to translate that. We don't know what Nismalei Sa'asan is. We can't measure that. Second approach he has is that we don't celebrate the downfall of the Russia. We celebrate the Kiddush Hashem that's created by it. L'chora, that would only be true if there's actually a Kiddush Hashem that's created by it. So if Yasser Arafat dies as a frail man in his 70s of a heart attack or whatever, or of cancer, or whatever it was that he died of, so that's hardly a Kiddush Hashem. I mean, he died like a lot of people who are advanced in years and of frail health die. So it's not a Kiddush Hashem. This case, Osama bin Laden, is more questionable. Is it a Kiddush Hashem that, because we won, this was a victory for the good side, for the good guys. They were chanting in whatever they call the stadium in Philadelphia, USA, USA. They weren't chanting Osama or whatever. You know, they were chanting USA. They were chanting about the victory of good. Is that Kiddush Hashem? I don't know if it's Kiddush Hashem, but it's at least celebrating the positive more than the negative. So maybe you could do that. The third approach he has, very fascinating, he says, we learn from Lot, that Lot was not allowed to see the downfall of Sodom because he was saved through somebody else's zechus. And if you're saved through somebody else's zechus, you don't get to see the downfall. So he says, maybe you're allowed to celebrate when you got to see the downfall. Because if you got to see their downfall, then it's a raya that it was your own zechus that allowed you to be saved. So by Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael is allowed to sing Shira because they saw the downfall of Mitzrayim. It must be it was their own zechus that caused the downfall of Mitzrayim. That's what was matir them to say the Shira. So when Yasser Arafat dies with his own people around him and no one sees it and whatever, so maybe that's not worthy of Shira. But when Osama bin Laden is caught by our people, by our men, by troops who are sharing intelligence amongst all free good countries in the world who are sharing intelligence and they have the intelligence to find him, so maybe that's called seeing it. That's called we actually saw the downfall. Maybe that would be more worthy of Shira. There's a Tiferes Yisrael also on the Mishnah that says that you're allowed to celebrate the downfall of evil, but downfall of objective evil. You're just not allowed to celebrate the downfall of someone who's bothering you. So like with Rameir, it was just someone who was bothering him, but the guys weren't objectively evil. Although you would think guys who would bother Rameir aren't the best guys. But still, something that's objectively evil, that you are allowed to celebrate. In which case, this would also be a situation where you're allowed to celebrate. I think we could all agree that Osama bin Laden was objectively evil. So I think at the end of the day, when all the dust settles, some of the approaches would maybe say not to celebrate, but the large majority of the approaches and the way to be miyashev all the sugyas would seem to be that this is something worthy of celebration. Now obviously, we need to be. And just one last point. we also have to realize there's an ongoing battle. It's been going on for years and years against extreme terrorism and extreme Islam and everything. So that's been going on since 9/11. Whenever you have a victory within a battle, so it's hard to say that you can't celebrate a victory within a victory of a battle within a larger war. So of course you could celebrate that, meaning that's why you're fighting the war. Meaning this isn't just Stam, a national disaster that happened somewhere. This is a battle that's going on, and this is a victory for us. So l'chora would seem pashut that in that kind of situation, as part of an ongoing battle, that you should be allowed to celebrate. It's not just Stam, like a tsunami happened to bad people. That's a different situation. That's a different story. Over here, it's our battle, and we're fighting it, and we have this victory, this little battle within a much larger war. Okay, so I think that's from a Torah perspective. I think there's plenty of room to high five in it.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.